Hello and welcome to a very special edition of the Movie Podcast. My name is Daniel. I am one of your hosts today. And joining alongside me, jumping out of my chest.
Oh.
He's actually the host. You're the host?
No, you're the host.
I'm the host body.
I am the guest.
You're the Xenomorph.
Yeah.
Shabazz. Hi, Shabazz. How are you?
That's my full name. That's how you pronounce my name.
That's actually when people are like, oh, I'm not going to even try and say it. Just say Xenomorph.
When people see my name on the call sheet, they're like, Xenomorph?
You're very close.
You're almost less syllables.
Less.
Would you ask me again how I'm doing?
I asked you how you were doing. I know it was a very tough question.
Give me a second. I've just been born.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm doing great, man. This is a first for us. So I'm still kind of like figuring out what is our feeling into this right now. We haven't never done this before.
Yeah, because it's like it's an interview, as you've seen. Of course, this is an interview. But what we're doing today is we were so lucky to be invited to speak to the director whose name is Fede Alvarez.
Oh, good.
Who's directed some incredible films over the years. We're talking like the Evil Dead reboot. We're talking Don't Breathe. There's so many amazing films that he's been part of.
Yeah.
We're talking to him about a trailer that just dropped right now. It is out as you are listening to us talking about Alien Romulus right now.
Yeah.
The trailer for it is out now, and we have a very juicy interview, a 20-minute interview.
I like that.
It's juicy.
It's like slimy.
It's slimy, because of the alien slime.
Oh, yeah. Now it's Lion King. Also Disney. Who does own this. Damn.
Thank you so much to them for inviting us to do it. I know we are unhinged because we're so excited to be talking with Fede. He, like we said, we're huge fans of his, but the fact that we got to talk to him about a film that's not out yet, and will be coming out in August of this year.
Yeah.
We get to break down this trailer with him. We get to hear all the stories about how this movie was made, what he's excited to show us, what he's excited that isn't in the trailer, because obviously he wants to keep things secret. One of the things that made me so excited when we spoke to him, it was like, my favorite shots aren't in the trailer. And when you hear that, you're like, oh boy, this guy is saving the sauce.
Oh yeah.
And already we got served.
Let him cook.
We got served in this trailer. Yeah. Like, it's a short one, but it really has some really special moments in it.
Oh yeah. No, this is really cool, man. We've never really gotten a chance to, you know, get to see a trailer early. We've been watching movies early for sure, but never seen a trailer early.
Yeah.
And to talk about it. And it's such a, if we're breaking the news to you right now that there is an Alien Romulus trailer right now, maybe stop here.
Yeah.
Go watch the trailer. It's about a minute and 16 seconds long. Then come right back here to finish this thought.
Yeah.
Because
we go into everything.
We go into everything. Because this is such an amazing, it sets the mood. It's so creepy. It's so scary. The background reminded me a lot of, I was telling you, like when I saw the trailer for Rogue One, a Star Wars story, just that blaring siren and you're hearing the screams of the xenomorph. You don't even see a full xenomorph in this trailer until the very end, like that's the sound they make. I don't know.
We should have pitched that sound to Fede while he was there. Like, Fede, what do you think of this? What do you think of this? Guys, I'll think about it. Okay, well, thank you.
Of course, we get some facehuggers though.
We got a lot of facehuggers in this.
Yeah,
we have Kaylee Spaney, who is great in this as well too. My gosh, like, again, coming off of just watching the first Alien and Aliens, to prepare for this interview and to kind of get in the mindset of the alien worlds, it's just like, this is what you want. Of course, this film Alien Romulus is set between Alien and Aliens.
Yeah. So some juicy information about that.
We got a lot of juicy information, a lot of juicy xenomorphs in this. Cause we act like, obviously, like when you're making a film like this, you have someone like Ridley Scott, you have someone like James Cameron who have left their marks on this franchise as well as a huge amount of directors and creators who have come afterwards.
Yeah.
But those first two films really are what everyone looks at, is like, this is what the series is, what can be. So it's so fascinating that we're telling a story set between those two. The fact that Fede talks about showing Ridley Scott the film and showing James Cameron the film, you want to know how those conversations went. Make sure you listen to this interview, because we go into all of that, what the production was like for this film, his favorite moments of the trailer. It really is an interview like we've never done before.
No, never done like this. It was such a cool, like, you had 20 minutes with the man just to talk about a minute's worth of footage and also what his hopes and dreams are for this movie. So really, really cool experience. I wonder if James Cameron was like, what if we put some Na'vi in your movie? You know, why don't you just drop a couple of
how
Na'vi
alien
in there?
Do you want to make
yeah,
it?
Yeah, they get eaten by the xenomorph.
Oh wow!
Oh,
that'd be a cool fight, though.
That'd be very cool.
That'd
fight.
Be a very very cool fight. Yeah, that'll be a cool question fight. That we'll ask him once the film comes out.
Absolutely.
Who do you think is going to win?
Yeah.
But of course, if you are new to the movie podcast, hello.
Whoa, what are
my
you doing
name
here?
Is Daniel. This is Shabazz.
Yeah,
Anthony is part of the show too, but he's not on this episode right now.
He's right now in a face. He's been attacked by a facehugger.
He's been attacked by a facehugger,
and he's currently in a pod.
He is. So maybe we'll rescue him. Maybe we won't.
It's too late now.
Yeah, but if you, no matter where you're listening to us, if it's on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, whatever podcast platform you're on, we're so happy that you do. Please rate us 5 stars if you can. Leave a comment on this video. Join the poll. There's so many ways to interact with us, and of course, if you want to see a video version of this episode, which we implore that you do, because who wouldn't want to see our lovely faces?
Who wouldn't?
You know, the facehuggers would.
Oh, the facehuggers would.
They would love to see our faces.
If you're a facehugger, subscribe.
Go check us out on YouTube. Everything you need to know is in the show notes below, including our Patreon. So if you want to help us keep the lights and the mics on here at the Movie Podcast, that would go a very long way for us. But of course, yeah, if you don't have any extra dough to toss our way, don't worry.
Don't worry.
You could just like with our content, engage with us, follow us on social media.
Love and support.
Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Letterboxd, wherever you are, the Movie Podcast is there. We are like the xenomorphs. We're just, we're in the walls. You can't see us, but we're everywhere.
We run to you like facehuggers.
Yeah. This is such a fun interview. Like I said, Alien Romulus is in theaters August 16th. It is directed by our special guest today. Let's get right to it. Please welcome director Fede Alvarez to the Movie Podcast.
How do you guys?
Hi, Fede. How are you?
Well, good. Where are you apart from, where are you in Canada?
We're in Toronto.
Nice.
Have you ever been?
Only to Montreal, to Fantasia. I took one breed there a few years ago. It was great.
Oh, very nice.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome. That's a really good festival from what we've been hearing.
Yeah, yeah. It's really nice.
Yeah, you got to come to Toronto one day, though. It's great here.
Love to.
You know, we just want to say, first of all, thank you so much for sharing your time with us on the Movie Podcast today. You know, we are such big fans of your work here on the show. And by the time we're releasing this episode, your trailer for Alien Romulus is going to be releasing into the world. How are you feeling?
Oh, it's so exciting. Man, you know, we make these movies and it's such an experience, right? Imagine you're doing the best thing you wait all your life to do, and you cannot tell anybody about it. That's how we felt till today, because, you know, of course, people that are involved in the movie, you can share it with, but you all you want is to show it to the world. You know, that's why you make it. I do these things to make you feel stuff, to make you feel shit. And though the teaser is short and doesn't show a lot, hopefully already gets you a little bit of a fix of those emotions that I think only Alien can do, you know, that space, that sci-fi horror that only Alien can deliver, I think. So to finally be able to show it to you and be able to chat is a blast. So thank you for taking the time yourselves.
Of course. It made us feel a lot of shit, man. Like, I'll be honest with you. We waited till we got access to it. And it was just like middle of the night. And we were just like, this is the perfect time to be watching this trailer. And like you said, even though it's short, it scared the hell out of us.
Oh, yeah.
Great to hear. That's the idea.
We're so curious, like, what is a favorite moment of yours from the trailer? Because we definitely have ours we want to share with you, but we're curious from your perspective. And I know it's a hard question as well.
Well, I'd say, I mean, it's tricky, but I think for me it's always what you don't see. So I think that pullback on the corridor, I'm seeing myself, if I'm a fan and yeah, which I am, but if I was one that I don't know and I'm not related to the movie, I'm just a fan watching it, to just slowly discover that I'm back in that era of Alien. Oh, yes, you know, that's where we are. And not only that era, but that genre, you know, Alien has been many genres and have been mutated and changing and back and forth. And I think that it promises that it goes back to horror like it does. That's what I will go, wow, great. Oh, man. You know, hopefully most people feel as I do. That's what always you hope as a director. Well, people will feel and want the same thing you want to see. So that's probably my favorite part. And then, you know, among the shots, I really tried to show the minimum amount. I didn't want to, you know, it's a teaser. It's supposed to just, I hate spoilers. If I get in my way, you'll never know really what the movie's about until you sit down there on Friday night. That's what it should be, I think. You know, I really work hard on these movies for a long time. only to serve those 2 hours that you sit down and watch the movie, right? It's all about that moment, right? And so anything that takes away, steals from that moment is a bad thing for me. So hopefully, you know, I can assure you that the teaser doesn't reveal much or show much, and you can still just get a taste of the vibe without taking away from that night, you know, which is, yeah, is what it's all about.
Yeah, definitely.
I think there's a lot of shots I love. My favorite shots are not there. Let's put it that way.
That's fair.
That's
good to know.
I want you to see them that night, right? We'll see what happens when we do the next trailer. But my favorite shots are not there yet.
Right. That's absolutely fair. I mean, like, what we loved so much about the trailer is just like the mood that it kind of puts you in. And then there's a moment, right, where for myself, when you see Kaylee Spaney just kind of show up on the screen with the smoke behind her, she's just holding the gun. It took us right back to Aliens, you know, the James Cameron version, where it's like, okay, a lot of this trailer has been horror, but here's that almost 80s action kind of a look to it as well.
There's a lot of that too. Look, as a fan, at the beginning, when we started thinking about it, I was like, okay, what's the era? Where do you take it? Where do you take it to? And I realized, what a perverse choice to make someone choose between Alien and Aliens, right? Mean, horrendous choice. Like, so it's not like, so I figured a way, and you'll see it in the story. That's why it takes place between two movies in a way, almost perfectly. And, you know, actually 20 years after the first story. So technology wise and era wise, the technology of Alien obviously exists, and the technology of Aliens is not too far. And no one said that what you see on Aliens has just been invented, right? Particularly, it's supposed to be a shitty colony on Aliens. That, so the stuff you encounter there is technology that's been around for a while, I'm sure, right? Maybe the colonial marine stuff might be more modern, but we're standing right there where we can enjoy a bit of both worlds. And there's two styles. I gotta give you it's not a spoiler, but it's information that's in, you will see in the story, which is most of the story takes place in the space station, right, called the Renaissance Station, and it's made of two models. One is older than the other one. One it's called Remus, which is from the world of Alien, which is older. So the technology is more reminiscent of that. And the other one is called Alien. It's called Romulus, which is brand new in a way. I mean, the place by the time find it's abandoned already, but the technology is way more recent. So it looks more like the stuff you could encounter in Aliens. So almost like the story in a way, you know, gave me the chance to be on those two worlds, you know, inside the same.
Mm-hmm. That's very cool. And you know, that's what we wanted to ask, you know, because Romulus is such an interesting name, it's an interesting subtitle for an alien film. And I was just, we wanted to ask you more about your insight behind what that means for this film.
Well, you know, it's obviously based, I mean, this is, you know, of course, let's go back, you know, on the Weyland Yutani of it all, and Aliens and really deep canon, there's always a lot of references to early Roman Empire things like rivers and cities, etc. So the creational myth of Rome, which is Romulus and Remus, there's two kids that feed from a she-wolf, you know, to in a way get their powers that would make them who they were. It's very related to the story, in a way, to steal the powers from a aggressive creature. Then it's also a story about siblinghood. There's a lot of the characters in the movie, there's a lot of pairs in the movie of siblings, either related by blood, related because, you know, surrogate siblings that grew up together and love each other as siblings. And it's really a character level, and a lot of the themes have to do with that, you know, which what it means to truly be siblings, right? Be brothers and be brothers and sisters.
Very interesting. It just makes me more curious now. Like, again, I know there's so much.
Romulus killed Remus, by the way.
Okay.
don't know the myth. It didn't go well with those two.
No, you're right. And there's so much that, like, while watching the trailer, and you know, you only get a certain amount of views to watch it in. So we're just kind of like dissecting it at every frame. Are there like any Easter eggs that you really want to have like fans kind of look out for that you're really hoping they pick up on?
If you're a true fan, I shouldn't tell you. That's true. You don't need me to tell you.
Yeah, most of our name was covering the trailer.
If I have to point it at you, it's like just explaining why a joke is funny. You know, it's like,
right, yeah,
does not work.
Yeah, so, that's fair.
There is plenty. There is plenty of things there. And the teaser, there's definitely a few. But in the movie, oh boy.
Well, you know, we have to ask you, you know, as you, as a fan, you're coming into this franchise, you've worked on other horror films and franchises before, but you as a fan coming into this, obviously we're setting it in between the first film, between Alien and Aliens. You growing up having watched those films, what was it like for you when you got this opportunity to now leave your mark on this franchise?
It's incredible. It's a once in a lifetime opportunity, obviously. I mean, I tell you, first as a filmmaker, but forget about all that. Forget about just, I had nothing to do, really, I think at a visceral level, has nothing to do with career and movies and directing. It just had to do with, you suddenly know when you know you're going to do it, that you're physically going to be able to be there. You know, like this world that we've seen in the screen, I know when I know I'm going to make it. That I'm going to be able to be walking on a Weyland Yutani station and space. And the way I make him, where it's forbidden to use green screens or anything like that. And I go completely out of my way to do, you know, practical effects everywhere. I know that I'm going to see the things. I'm going to be standing on that corridor and I'm going to see the xenomorph. I'm going to see the facehuggers running around. I'm going to see all these things for real around me. And we build sets that you can walk around the whole thing. You can go, you can get lost inside that ship for real, right? So that is when I knew. It's just, you know, it's like to know that you're going to, in a way, you're going to open a portal and you're going to be able to be transported there and actually physically be there. And when I say action, the scene goes, if I look in a certain direction, it's fucking happening in front of me, you know, like it's happening. I'm there. I'm terrified. I'm hiding behind a little crate and I'm seeing the whole action happening. And that is the biggest pleasure you get, right? You know, so that I tell you is honestly is what gets me going and what excites me the most. And hopefully when I do that, I then it's like I get to go home and bring the story to the audience. Can't wait to tell you what happened. The things I've seen. Yeah, I've seen things.
You've seen things. Yeah, it's a scary trailer. I love that. That's amazing. And like, you know, I'm thinking of like in the trailer, the scene with like just like the face huggers like jumping towards like it's so scary. And I think what's so fascinating about, you know, Alien especially is that it never relied on like the orchestra, like the score, like to have like a jump scare noise or sound effects like that. I think what you were seeing was so scary in its own regard. And I think of like when the facehugger like falls on Ripley and it's like, that's so scary on its own. And I think that's the vibes that we were getting from this. So it's so nice to know that this is steering in that horror direction more than, you know, some of the other genres that the franchise has gone in before.
Thank you. Yeah, man, you make my day. Is that that's what I hope happens with the audience, that they get all that vibe and they get that style from the original movies. But at the same time, you know, like the approach while always making decisions about how we're going to make this movie and all these practical effects and all these classic techniques, I always knew that, you know, 2023 at that point, when we made last year, will pour through the windows. You know, there's nothing that can stop the current times, right? So there's always going to be technology and things, just the way people are and actors behave but the way you tell stories as well, everything, it's impossible to stop that from coming in. And I think it's in the mix of those two things, of the classic techniques and the classic approach to filmmaking and the modern elements, is that combination. That's all that makes it look and be fresh and new, right? So, but it is, you know, my co-writer, our approach was like, okay, if Alien is a band, we want this movie to be that show you'll be waiting for, where they just play all the hits when they go, okay, we're going to play all the songs. And plus we get to play a few new songs, right?
We love that. I mean, we love that you touched upon also like the practicality of, you know, real sets and really having that tangible feeling. Cause the trailer, again, only just about a minute long, you feel a lot of that. I can tell those face huggers are running across the screen. It doesn't feel like we're getting a lot of CG, just that practicalness. So I love that when you got a chance to finally show Ridley Scott this movie. You spoke about how it was like just a nerve-wracking experience to show it to him. What more kind of came from that? Because you said he loved it. So what was it about it?
Well, that shows you already is a testament to how practical this movie is, because what I show him was a director's cut, right? And when you do your first cut, there's no VFX. There's no time, right? It's the director's cut. It happened very early in the process. So a lot of the VFX will never be there, right? You just don't have anything of that. But still, it was a full-on experience. You can watch the movie. There's nothing missing out of it because the VFX are not there. So that tells you how much we rely on CG. Not a lot. We do have incredible shots there, but it is everything that could be done practical was done practical. So that's why he made that experience in him. What else did I get? I mean, look, I think it's the best, the main reason, the other big part of the joy of making these films is to be able to work with the masters of your craft, right? And to be able to go sit down with Ridley with script or with a finished movie and talk about it. You know, and at that point, I was so lucky that he really liked it, that he really enjoyed it. And that means that he felt it was, that it honored his movie and his movies, and that it was faithful to what he thought Alien should be. And that means so much to me. And then there was a lot of, there's always debate about, you know, a lot of stuff with the, tends to be very technical, right? Stuff that, you know, you chat for a different day. You know, like Ridley has this thing where he goes, again, you got to watch this movie with your back to the screen and be able to understand everything people say. You know, like, it's very specific about that, like just clarity. And when other directors like Christopher Nolan, maybe not give a shit about your understanding the dialogue. <It's all. laughs> But anyway, so you know what I mean? It's like there's very specific things about it, about him that I find incredible, fascinating. And I learned so much from him. Then I had the chance a time later when the movie was a bit more finished to show it to Cameron as well, which I also chatted with him at the very beginning of the process and watched the movie. And he will have his comments. He loved it. And he will have his comments that were completely different to Ridley's. just focus. It's not that they disagree. They don't disagree. They just focus on completely different things. You know what I mean? So that has been the pleasure to me of making this movie, to be able to chat a lot with those two and hear their thoughts and how they approach filmmaking and what it's important for them and how they're completely different people, you know, in that respect, and they approach it from completely different places. But that is, out of that, you know, you get the most is learning, and they make the movie better. You know, they have such an eye for this, you know, those two men, they're the masters of this craft. You rarely get to have people like that to help in a movie. And I think they've been an incredible contribution to the film.
Absolutely.
That's incredible. That's wow. Like what more can you say? Like you got to show these two just titans in the industry, a film that you got to make, and, you know, we're curious, you know, the Alien franchise is turning 45 this year. So many of the films that you've worked on, have been within the horror genre. You as a filmmaker, what has kept you, you know, playing in this genre of film? What is your love of this film? Of this genre? What do you keep staying here?
Look, I this is you know, I remember like when I was I sit down to watch Evil Dead for the first time with an audience, right? 10 years ago, went to a theater, have Sam Raimi sitting next to me, and the movie starts, and I don't know what to expect, and then suddenly, you know, like you get the room that is alive with energy and jumping and screaming and cheering. And it's a rock concert, right? You cannot believe what's happening. And I remember at some point, in some massive reaction, I got out of the audience being completely blown away, because I had made stuff at that point. Obviously no one gives you a first movie. I haven't done anything, not a lot of short movies. But I never had that theatrical experience of a feature that is delivering and what the audience is expecting to see, particularly that night, that audience that couldn't wait to see that movie, right? So, and I remember I turned to Sam, and Sam looked at me, and he saw my look in my face, and he said, "Well, you'll see now, from now on, you're gonna live your life just to live this moment again, you know, over and over." And that's what happened. And that's what you crave. It's such an incredible energy. I cannot explain to you, but particularly for me that I write and direct my movies, you spend so much time with these characters and so much love put on them. And then when you finally sit down and get that energy from people that not a lot of genres can do. You know, that, you know, some movies can be great and incredible, but not a fly, you know, not, you don't hear anything in the theater. You know, you have to then, you know, maybe ask someone or go online and find out what they felt. But in the moment, you will never know. With the horror, just like, I guess, in comedy and thrillers, and this sort of, you get the visceral reaction from the audience, right? And it's, but it's such a pleasure. And this, I tell you one story, you love this. Like when I had a chat with Cameron early on, when we started to write the script, we called him just to ask him the very specific question of, what did he mean by another bug hunt? If the Marines had encountered xenomorphs before, now we just call for another day. The conversation for another day. But we want to know very specifics about his movie. And he told me about his experience showing Aliens for the first time. And Cameron goes like, well, we'll show up there. We you know, he shows up there, he's gonna watch the movie, he doesn't know what to expect, and no one makes a sound for most of the movie. And then when Ripley comes out with a power loader and says, get away from her, you bitch, the whole theater explodes. And that's when he knew for the first time that he got it, that he, because he thought he was terrified, he thought he didn't have anybody and the movie wasn't working, and at that point he had everybody. And when we showed the movie the first time a couple of weeks ago, you know, you do this previews where you just put a bunch of people in the theater, and it was an incredible screen. It was kind of the same. It was like, when the fly played, no one made a sound during the whole movie. I was like, oh man, I'm messed up. This is not working. And then late in the film, there's a moment that happens and the whole theater fell apart. And it was like, wow, you know, just collapsed in cheers and screaming. And I was like, oh great, we do have it. That's why you make these things. It's just for those moments, you know. It's, and nothing makes you personally connected with the audience as experiencing that moment, being in that embrace of emotion that you're giving people when they scream and yell and they're terrified. And it's just truly special. So that's what makes me, that's what get me going in the morning when I'm going to make this movie. It's just to hope that, you know, then a year or something from that moment, you'll have that experience. It's truly about that night for me. It's going to be when I finally get to show the movie to the audience.
Yeah. Oh,
I love that you got that moment.
We love that. And we cannot wait. You're making the wait even harder for us now. So
August can't come any sooner. Yeah.
Thank you so much for your time. We really hope we get to talk to you once we've seen it, so we could talk about all the spoilers and talk about that specific moment. But Fetty, thank you so much for your time, and all the best to you with the lead up to the film.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Pleasure talking to you.
Take care.